Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today we're in Mark chapter 8, verse 1 down to verse 13, the feeding of the 4,000. A large crowd gathers, they don't have anything to eat, Jesus has compassion, they've been with him for 3 days, and he's worried about them, collapsing on the way home because they're so hungry. The disciples say, "We can't get any food. How many loaves do you have?" He says, 7. He tells the crowd to sit down, and he gives thanks, breaks the loaves, and they distribute what they have, as well as a few small fish, after he's given thanks for them. And the people eat, and they are satisfied. They pick up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces. About 4,000 were present. He sends them away, gets into a boat, and goes to the region of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees come and ask him for a sign from heaven, and he sighs deeply. Why does this generation ask for a sign? No sign will be given to it. He leaves them, gets back into the boat, and crosses to the other side. It's almost as if Jesus couldn't stop people coming to him. Great compassion and great teaching allied together with faith and powerful deeds of God, they're always attractive, even in the most hostile and unhospitable places. Perhaps we should worry less about the quality of our venues and more about the quality of our faith and our love and our teaching. They've been with him for 3 days. He must have been teaching them a lot of good material. But 3 days, a 3-day seminar with no food, no tea and coffee, these people are committed. And Jesus is unapologetic about the circumstances. He's not saying, "Oh dear, what have I done? I've made you all hungry." That's not something he's concerned about, because he knows that God will look after the situation if his disciples, if the people have faith, if they trust what God is up to. They looked for teaching first and food second. And therefore, Jesus took care of them. Might be a good lesson for you and I today. What do we take care of as a higher priority than seeking God and learning from him? My friend Walter Evans, now and again in his times of quiet with God, would go through a period where he denied himself any physical sustenance before he'd had a time to pray and read the Bible. He wouldn't have breakfast until he'd had a spiritual breakfast. He didn't do that all the time, but now and again he would do it to sharpen up his appreciation of the significance of his need for God first thing in the day. And I wonder if that's something you might like to try, even for perhaps a week, or perhaps every Monday, or something like that, if you don't already do such a thing. You and I are often in circumstances that challenge our trust as to whether God will provide. Jesus asks the disciples to get some loaves. They find 7 and a few fish. That's clearly not going to be enough. But the disciples' lack of resources is irrelevant to the one who has faith. And they don't yet have the level of faith that Jesus has, but they will have greater faith. They will come to be the kind of people who trust Jesus even when the circumstances are against them and look impossible. They struggle with this through the gospel. That's one of the reasons we love these gospels, because we relate to this. But as you go into the book of Acts, what we find there is whenever a need comes up, whenever an impossible, in quotes, situation arises, what we find there is that most of the time, people like Peter or Andrew or James or John or others who would have been there in Mark chapter 8 now approach that situation with great faith, with trust that God will sort something out. Whether it's Acts 3 or Acts 4 or Acts 5 and some of the persecution there, or whether it's the result of Stephen's persecution and what happens in Acts chapter 8, or whether it's the challenges around the Jew-Gentile controversies in chapters 10 and 11 or 15, whatever is going on, these people who balked at a situation of impossibility then later have that faith. You and I spend time in prayer, at least in part, to be reconnected with that kind of faith. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.